I'm speaking with Joya Scott.
Yes.
Have I said the name correctly?
Mm-hmm.
Good for me. And Matthew Watkins.
Yes.
And we're talking about Orange Theater Group, and specifically about a production you've got coming up. And the description is Multimedia Performance Collective. What were you wanting to do?
Founding the company, we wanted to create an ensemble that could work consistently over multiple projects. We all went to ASU and have degrees in theater, and we were working sort of on a journeyman basis, which is how traditional theater is done. And that was very dissatisfying for a variety of reasons. One of them being that you sort of develop these deep relationships with people, creative relationships, and then you, after 6 weeks, disperse and never return to some of those relationships. Some of them you do, but... And then also, at the end of every project that I've ever worked on, there have been lots of unanswered questions. We've always wondered how we could go back and work out our ideas.
We're more interested in questions than in answers. And I think that, you know, we have that common sense of exploration and experimentation. We all are looking to kind of push the boundaries of what theater can be and figure out what performance is in the first place, how it works with these new technologies. And so, you know, creating this ongoing sort of family relationship where we can continue to continue on that exploration.
Yours is the art form where, unlike film, you have the opportunity to say, okay, we've got to do this again tomorrow night. We've got to do this again next week.
Oh, yeah.
What changes because we did it that way?
Oh, everything.
And you used a phrase, which is code to at least, you know, people my age and older, experimental theater. My first forays into that was somebody walked on the stage, yelled at me, and walked off, and then somebody else came on and apologized for that kind of thing. But experimental theater is a whole bunch of things.
Yeah.
It can look very like traditional theater with some changes.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Absolutely. I mean, there is a rich tradition of experimental theater in the United States and in the world in general. And we're very conscious of working within that tradition and of learning techniques from the past. I think experimental theater has this reputation of being sort of bratty. And we reserve the right to be bratty, I think. but it's not an overriding ethos.
So when you decided to do a play by a Spanish playwright that everybody knows the name Lorca, or not always terribly familiar with, how did you come to say, well, let's do this play?
Well, one of our company members named Katrina Donaldson brought it in. And her family is from Andalusia originally. And I think she was interested in it because of the rich language and atmosphere in the play, and also because it has a personal connection to her. And I was interested in it because of the personal connection. So on a certain level, Blood Wedding becomes a dialogue between something personal about Katrina and the rest of us.
This is a man, you talk about experimental theater, this man's first play is about two insects. Joya, how much did you know about this guy?
I learned a lot I did a new translation of the text for our production, and I learned a lot about, I mean, you see the sort of musical lineage in his writing, the way that he writes. Looking at the original Spanish, I felt like I learned about him through working on that text. So that was a really rewarding experience. You know, we the way we encounter text, I think the way we have been working with text with Orange is kind of different than a lot of traditional theater, which is it's more of a provocation and a source material, like any raw ingredient. A lot of the threads of the original are actually there. We're not trying to obliterate the story altogether. But it is a more associative experience. We're hoping that we'll draw on the audience's associations as well. And if they have associations with what we put out there that we didn't have, that's great. You know, we're not trying to dictate the experience that they'll have, but rather kind of open up a space for opportunity for all sorts of responses.
Mm. The question at hand for me is always, what can we do that can only be done in theatrical performance? Yeah. And so we take a text, which is literature, because it exists on the page, and we try and interpret it in a way that can only be given life by doing the interpretation. You can't. So we're trying to communicate in a way that requires that form of communication. So I'm always looking for an image that sort of goes through the text, or that is inspired by the text but doesn't rely on the text for its like semiotic coherence. You know what I mean?
No, I really do. Yeah. That's cool, because it's. We often talk about things that film can do that plays can't. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to hear somebody flipping that, because musically, again, you can think about one of the first things is, if it's not canned, if you haven't recorded it, the first thing that can happen is mistakes.
Yeah.
And who covers them? Who makes that performance? How many recordings did you grow up with Horowitz playing? You know? Okay, you got most of the notes, but my God, you could sure tell the soul was there. Yeah, that's I like that.
Yeah, or in like the Goldberg variations where you can hear him humming along, you know, and I think that there's this tendency when everything can be so polished to like go back and try to edit that stuff out, and yet you listen to that recording and. That's part of what makes it really wonderful, is the presence of the performer. A lot of, like, if a mistake happens, we'll be like, oh, that was really, that gave us a lot of the soul of the texture of the piece. So let's keep it.
Production's going on tour, though.
It is, yeah.
Was the decision made to do this show? Have you taken other shows on the road?
We haven't. This is the first show that we're taking out of state. But it's been a long term goal to develop pieces that we can then tour. So that we've got a couple things in repertory at any point. So when the opportunity came up to apply for the Deep Space residency at North American Cultural Laboratory, we said, well, let's give it a shot. And they ended up inviting us to come. So we're really excited about that.
Well, let's start with Steve, tech director for this show and founder of the company. If I got it right now?
Yeah, totally.
Is this, when you're doing, we've been talking about experimental theater, and as tech director, that's got to mean different things to you than it would be if you were just doing a straight up, you know, Arthur Miller play.
Yeah, we have a lot more gadgets. We have a lot more stuff.
So with the stuff you've got, what are you doing with this Lorca play? What's been your goal?
We've been trying to use more musical style things as opposed to rep theater style tools for the trade. So like I get paid normally as a live engineer, live mixing engineer for theater. So seeing all of the musicians who come in and all the stuff I get to play with them, dealing with in-ear monitors, dealing with Ableton Live, dealing with a bunch of other stuff that doesn't normally get used inside of theater, and seeing what it can do for us. What things can I bring to the table that enable the actors and the other designers to really do what they want to do?
Actors usually play off lighting. They play up. So you're saying there's other things. Rather than just putting on a coat that says, I am this guy, or a beard that says, I am older now, what kinds of things are you bringing?
In the last show, Will and I and Tucker and Matt, Tucker's our video guy, we took Will's iPad and made an interface for it that then controlled dance choreography going on the computer. So we had like a media machine that goes to a bunch of screens, and we had playback, and we can do fun things with live video there. But then we had this other machine that ran like a VJing software, right? Which you don't normally use inside of theater. You use it for like live DJ events. So that's all BPM timed, right? So I can match, like, we link all the sound and media systems and lighting systems over network. So everything shares like a common BPM. Everything shares like a common time. So it's really easy for us to say, like, oh, let's go take jump in the line by Harry Belafonte and let's smash it with some Bollywood, right? And it'll all time out, right? Matt did a great job and like cut together like little bits and pieces of choruses, and we threw it all together, and then we gave Will control of it, rate and rate negative rate too, so he can go backwards in time, but it all stays in time, right? And it all stays in time to the track. So we like threw up the track, and everybody had like choreography that was going on based on the video that was playing for them, like just for them, actor monitor video, and Will was controlling the playback of it. So like he could make them do this and then do this and then do this, and like he could really like smash it around. So not only does it like, not only do they get to wear a coat and be an actor, but then they also have control of other actors, and they have control of like the piece as it moves, you know.
That seems like a dangerous thing to give an actor, you know? Too much control, right?
Scary and wonderful.
I just want to be clear, you're saying beats per minute, not virtual private network, BPM.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Will, you got all this power, and now you got your iPad up on stage. And,
Oh, yeah, with great power. We know the rest.
I got to ask, I mean, as an actor, you know, the standard line we all have is, what's my motivation? Of the four of you I met, are you the one who's actually on stage? Of these four folks, you're the one?
Yes. Of these four people that you've talked to, I am the one that is up in front of people on the stage.
What do you want the audience to walk away with?
What do I want the audience to walk away with? Ooh. That's a great question. Something that they've never seen before or never thought of before, a new connection, a new association brought about by, it's likely brought about by things that they may have seen or encountered before in their real life, or emotions that they may have had or remembered or forgotten about for a long time. But just the simple act of putting two disparate ideas next to each other and allowing them to make a new connection. I want people to be able to go out and have a drink or get a slice of pie after the show and be able to talk for hours about what they saw, and for everybody to at least be able to offer something different than the person sitting next to them.
That's a great sentiment. Well, thank you all very much, and good luck with the performance.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having us.